I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
I told her, like, mid-talking, and it was just dead.
I'm like, she was probably like, what the heck happened? I know all of a sudden I heard a shoot, and I'm like, oh, my Lord, I hope she doesn't think I hung up. So, no, I'm glad that you told me that you're doing Yelp ads. That's awesome because, so Yelp, we recently became in partnership with them. So I'm glad that you're already using them. That makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just say that because I have clients that don't use Yelp and then they'll get a call from Yelp and I'm like, listen, call me first if you want to do Yelp ads because I can get you a discounted rate and you just have one company managing it all, right? So good
mm-hmm.
job. Good job you guys are doing that. Okay, perfect. So we don't need to worry about that with you. Okay. Now,
mm-hmm.
in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, that would be, do you mean like that?
And I'll explain it anyway.
Hiring anybody else?
Okay. Yeah, and I'll explain it anyways. So basically what I'm saying is this, okay? I'm not saying that you can't do additional marketing, okay? What we're
mm-hmm.
saying is that before you do, Jennifer, just give us a call and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing, and we'll just reference it and make sure that it's not anything that we're already doing for you because we don't want you investing more money if you don't need to, okay?
Okay.
So we're aware that you got these other directories. That doesn't interfere with what we do, okay?
Okay, yes.
Now, as a part of the verification process with us, right, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include your business license or like the LLC paperwork, right? Proof of insurance. Google guaranteed application does not apply to you. However, there could be other documents recommended for the Google Business Profile verification, and I say this because let's just say for whatever reason, right, Google's like, hey, we need to re-verify it, because trust me, they do that to people sometimes, and it's like, oh my gosh. We don't want to be scrambling and saying, hey, Jennifer, we need you to send us this stuff. We like to be proactive, so we'd rather just have it on hand if worst-case scenario something like that were to happen down the road, okay?
Okay.
We ask that you kindly get these documents submitted within the first 7 days. Okay. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account with us. Okay. I'm not talking about the Google business. Okay. Do you agree to submit these items within the 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is August 28, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $698. This is a two-month verbal agreement. So your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 28th day of each month in the discounted amount of $599. So this is a monthly recurring payment. You, however, may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Now, it is imperative that you speak with a live representative when you need to pause or cancel it, okay? If you leave a message, they will reach out to you within 24 hours, okay? At least the turnaround. Do you, and then just to reassure you on this part as well, to prevent those charges for next month of service, make sure that you contact client support at least 3 business days before that next billing is due, so that way you do not incur the charge. So you know, okay, if my billing date is the 28th and I need to cancel or pause it, I need to call at least 3 business days before the 28th so that way I don't get charged on the 28th. Make sense?
Right.
There's not going to be a cancellation fee. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to update the package. I'm going to process the payment. I probably only need about maybe 5-7 more minutes of your time, and then we'll be all set. Okay? Okay. Okay. You're going to be receiving a series of text messages and emails, okay? And there's going to be two of them specifically that I'll need you to open, and I'll let you know in just a minute here. One of them is going to be your receipt. The other one's going to say action pictures needed. So the next thing we need to do is schedule your client interview. So I'll block an hour, but it could take about 30 or 40 minutes. Do you have any time today at all for the client interview, or do you want to schedule it for tomorrow?
I can do it today. I can do it either day, today or tomorrow.
Okay. So today, let me tell you the times that I have, and you let me know what works for you, okay? And whatever time I give you is going to be in your time zone. So I do have an appointment today. Let me see here. I actually have an appointment 4 to 5. Or no, wait a minute. That's 5 to 6 or 6 to 7. Do any of those times work?
5 to 6 would be fine.
Okay, perfect. Let me do that. So I'm going to set up your appointment for them to call you between 5 and 6 o'clock. We will call you from an 877 number. So you just want to make sure that you're answering all calls, Jennifer, within that hour. I will send you a reminder an hour before your interview just in case if it slips your mind. However, when we call you, let's say you're in the middle of something, right? You need 5 or you need 10 more minutes. Or you need to be scheduled for tomorrow. Just pick up the phone and just call, say, hey, can you guys call me back? We will call you right back. If I'm not in a call or in a meeting, I'll be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. If I am not available, they're going to proceed without me. They will not wait. Okay?
Okay.
And I'll make sure they call your cell phone as well. Let me just put that here and send you that invite right now. Let me see here. Put that there and then send you this email, Cat5. Oh. There we go, client interviews. Okay, perfect. All right, awesome. So got that sent. Okay, let's just start going over some of these notes real quick so that way we can get that set up for you. How far do you want me to target with the Google ads? Do you want me to tell them 80 miles, 75? What do you want me to notate, huh?
I guess probably 80 miles.
80? Okay, let's push it to the 80. You know what I mean? And then I'm going to let them know that with the Facebook ads, you might want to target specific areas, starting with a different home base. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I know he's licensed and insured, right?
Yes.
Okay. What are some of the categories or keywords that you want me to notate on here?
Oh, Lord.
Even if it's just some, like what his specific services are, like just think like real quick, if that was someone who needed shutters, the kind that you guys do, how would I search?
Right.
Hurricane shutters. Like just stuff like that. Right. Does he do the shutter? Obviously installs, repairs, maintenance,
uh-huh.
Electric shutters is a specialty.
Right.
You let me know.
Oh gosh. We also do flood barriers.
Okay. I'm going to put electric shutters. I'm just thinking anything that I say and you don't want it, tell me. I'm going to put electric shutters, hurricane shutters.
We do Bahama shutters.
Bahama, I saw that. Bahama.
Accordion. Sorry.
An accordion too? Okay.
Uh-huh. And then we also do a hurricane and bug screens.
Oh, really?
Two different kinds of screens, yes.
Oh, I did not know that. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You always learn something new. So accordion shutters, and then you said bug and hurricane screens?
Yes. Yeah. And they're two different types of screens, so I don't know if you'd want to do that. You know,
bug screens, and then hurricane screens. I'll put it like that.
Screens. Yeah.
Okay. If I would call screens, right? Hurricane screens. Okay.
And that's about it besides the besides the install, repair, and yearly maintenance.
And so these are just all electronic, right?
They're manual also. We do manual or electric. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Some people prefer manual because if the power goes out, then, you know.
Then they're really like, yeah, in a bind, huh? Then it's like, oh, great. How do I do this now? Okay.
Right.
All right. No worries. Okay. So let me just notate that. Okay. Perfect. This is good. Residential or commercial, does it matter? Or you guys
we do both.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay. And then I believe the hours of operation that I saw was Monday through Friday is 8 to 6, Saturday and Sunday closed. That was on 1. And that looks like, but then there's another one that says Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, Saturday is 7 to 5, Sunday closed.
No. I mean, he will do work on the weekends, but we don't really advertise.
Okay.
So we do.
So do you want me to put Monday through Friday?
Yes.
The 8 to 6 or 7 to 6 or what time?
8 to, you can put 6. That's fine.
Okay. Cause I think on 1, that might, yeah, this one said 8 to 6, Saturday and Sunday closed.
Right.
You want me to put the 6 or 5 o'clock? Up to you.
I would prefer 5 because I know customers still call after.
I think so too. We'll put 5. If you literally have to change it later, that's not a problem. And I'm going to put Saturday and Sunday closed. I mean, really, if people aren't calling by 5, people usually know, like, I better call by 5 o'clock because majority of businesses aren't, like, you know, really picking up their phone at that time, right? But who knows?
Right.
Who knows? Someone might still call and say, hey, you know, even though it's like.
I mean, we honestly do.
I bet you there's calls that you get, right? Even though it says that it's Sunday closed, you know?
I'm going to tell you, we, like when the storms have been coming, you know, like straight towards us, we've had phone calls at 3 a.m. in the morning for people wanting for us to come out to put panels up for them.
Can you come and do my panels?
Yeah, for real. And I'm like, now this is a little crazy here.
You're like
phone at 3 a.m.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
Are you serious? Because they're probably in a panic now.
Yes, yeah. The closer they start getting.
I was just gonna say, do you find that people wait for the very last minute before they're like, they're in the oh my god, the storm is coming,
yes.
And I didn't prepare.
Yeah. Well, you know, it sucks because a lot of times here, you know, at the last day or so, it'll like, you know, go the other way or something. So yeah, people really do wait till the last minute and then,
oh, yeah.
You know,
I will tell you,
freaking out.
I have family that lives in Florida, Fort Lauderdale, in fact, and this was years ago and you might remember what hurricane I'm talking about. It was so, so bad. It actually caused a divorce in my aunt's marriage. And I'm not even joking when I say that. Literally, he divorced her and blamed her for the hurricane.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, crazy, right? It was like, what?
Yeah.
It was insane. He blamed her, but their whole roof was gone. Like it just destroyed the area. This was like, I would say it was probably like maybe in my 20s. So I'm 53. So it was a while back. You're probably still alive.
We're the exact same age.
Really? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, it was just like insane. I'm putting yes that you have two Google business profiles. I'm just notating that on there for them. But yeah, it was like, you know, and even in their case, like my aunt, this is what she told him. I'm leaving. It is coming. I'm gone. We need to go. And he refused. No, I'm going to stay in my house. I'm not leaving, blah, blah, blah. And then, I mean, he like, he got hurt because he refused to leave. And, but then wanted to blame her for it later. I'm like, that's just crazy. But he waited until, nope, I'm not leaving. I am not going to leave. It's like, why would you not leave? And, like, you're risking getting hurt, you know?
Right. And a lot of people do. I mean, we're on the West Coast, so we actually usually go over to Fort Lauderdale, you know, because we're going to one side or the other, or the state. So, yeah, we actually go over there and stay.
Oh, wow.
When the storms are coming. Well, Hurricane Ian, that flooded my house. I had just bought the house 2 months before the hurricane. And
oh, no.
Christian stayed, and and me and my daughter, you know, some others of us went to Fort Lauderdale, and he called me and said, Mom, water is flowing in the front door. And I was like, get your dog and you and get out of there, you know. Forget about everything in the house.
No,
you know, there's
way.
Nothing we can do at this point, you know, just get out. And, yeah, so I had to pretty much redo my whole house.
Oh, my gosh. How does that work with the insurance? Do you find, like, you have this coverage, but then they're like, oh, no. You know what I mean?
I mean, so honestly, I was really lucky because, well, like I said, I had just moved in the house, so I didn't even really know that I was in a flood zone. I didn't even know I had flood insurance, you know, because it's all through my mortgage.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, I call them. I'm over on the other coast, so I have a phone. You know, over here, they don't have power. They have no phones, nothing. So I'm on the phone first thing in the next morning. I realize I have the insurance. I have the coverage. I call them. My stuff was so quick. I feel like I was one of the first people to contact, you know, the insurance because everything was so easy, so smooth.
You were so lucky.
Quickly.
You were so lucky because I hear of others that they don't have the best luck. And it's really sad because it's just like, oh man, but that's good. Well,
yeah,
praise God that you guys were all safe, right?
Right. We lost three cars in a driveway and about probably nearly $200,000 of damage in the house.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. It's something I never want to go through again, that's for sure.
Okay, let me see. All right, so I need you to find, there's going to be one that says initial invoice. We emailed it to you, and we also sent it to you in a text message. Let me know if you see that. Yes. Okay. All right, let me see here. The one that says initial invoice, you're going to open that up.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll say, hello, Jennifer. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Do you see the sentence that says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yes.
Okay, click on that.
Okay.
Now, it's going to take you to a page that will say Local Splash, Terms of Experience at the very top. And you're going to scroll towards where you see where it says mobile phone. And it should have your phone number listed there, Jennifer. Do you see that? On the page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience, if you're looking at it from your phone, hon, you might have to turn it horizontal.
Oh, I'm on the computer.
Oh, okay. So it'll say, like, it'll give all the different services.
Yes.
Mobile phone. Mm-hmm. Okay, make sure it's your phone number there. And then you're going to click, there's three boxes. The first box, you're going to click in it because you agree to receive text messages sent to your phone from us. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The second box is you're certifying that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that your information is complete and accurate. The third box is that you're acknowledging that the payments are automatic and recurring, okay, which is the 28th of each month. the signature where it says sign in that box, you're going to click in it, but you're going to type your name exactly as it reads there. Jennifer space L, no period, space, and then Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll click on confirm signature. And then once you do that, it'll open up a page that'll tell you to put a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Remember earlier the text message I sent with the username and password? That's where you would log in there. Okay? So the phone number would be the business phone number, not your cell phone, the other number with no dashes and then big money, all lowercase, one word. Okay? And then if you want to try it while we're on the phone, you can. This way you can kind of see how it works. So put the phone number with no dashes all together as one word.
Yep, I got it.
Okay, perfect. So did it let you in?
Yes.
Beautiful. So you don't need to do anything with it right now because the technician's going to be working on all that. You might see where it says verify your business. So let them deal with that on you. Deal with you on that. Because it's going to be a matter of us being added on as managers and so forth. Okay?
Okay.
Look for the one that says action pictures needed for Google verification.
Is that under the email?
It'll be email and text, both, hon.
Okay.
It'll be one of the latest ones that you would have received.
That one.
Okay. You found it? Action pictures needed for Google verification. Beautiful. Okay. So when you open this up, this just gives you a list of pictures that we need, again, because we like to be proactive, right? So there is a possibility that when we're merging those two to get rid of that other Google business profile, Google might say, hey, we need these, right, for re-verification. So we want to just have these on hand. We always like to be proactive. Okay, don't panic. I promise you, we're with you every step of the way. Okay? Because I know
well,
you talk about
pictures
those.
And not a video again. Yeah.
Yeah, and if it's a video again, trust me, our team would even be on the phone with you while you're doing it. Okay? That's how hands are we are. Okay? So, send us pictures of work tools, work equipment, work vehicles. Send us a picture of the business license, insurance, just so that way we have these things on hand. Now, there might be some there that you don't have. Don't worry about it. Just send us what you can. Okay?
Okay.
And then, last thing is timeline. I want to share that with you. And we send you notifications as these steps are being processed, so this way you're aware of the work that we're doing and completing, okay? So within 5 to 7 days, you guys are listed in the directories. Those can start generating phone calls, okay? 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads and the Google ads are live. Those as well could already start generating phone calls, okay? What we always state in our terms and conditions that we send you in writing, we will always tell you that the first page placement on Google in the local map can take 45 to 60 days, even when I have seen it, Jennifer, happen sooner. I prefer to underpromise and overdeliver because when you see that it happens sooner, you're going to be a lot happier, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, because we know that it's important for you guys to start getting these calls like as quickly as you can, right? Is why we do the Google ads, Facebook ads, and the directory submission, those up and running a lot sooner so that way you can start generating phone calls, okay? Keep in mind, also, if you know that there are areas where hurricane is going to hit, right, there's going to be some damage coming up, and you want to target those specific areas, you can. Remember, with those Facebook ads especially, you could say, hey, I want it to run from this zip code and 50 miles out, right, so that you're hitting, those areas where that hurricane is going to hit, okay, especially if it's not local to you, okay?
Okay.
So pretty much what I say in a nutshell, I mean, basically a lot of it is the programming in the first month, not to say that you won't get some calls. When you do feel the strength of this program is going to be in that second month. But, again, we're keeping you in the loop so you're aware of when those Facebook ads are already live in the Google ads and the local listing first page. Okay.
Okay.
Any questions for me?
No. I mean, actually, you explained everything pretty well.
Awesome. I'm so glad. I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. I am so super excited for you guys. We're going to be here with you every step of the way. Thank you for entrusting us to help you expand the business. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. You are so welcome. I hope you have a speedy recovery as well, you know. Listen to the doctors.
You.
If they tell you rest, take your time, take your meds, follow instructions.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I definitely want to heal.
That.
I was in a hit and run is what happened.
Oh, my
God. It's like a business, like a box truck. So it happened in January, but I've been struggling for a while. So.
Oh, my gosh. You poor thing. Since January? Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes some people don't realize that. And especially a box truck. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Some people don't understand that like a hit and run. Was it a hit and run or just hit?
It was a hit and run, but they actually caught the lady that hit me. So
you know what? I have literally one time by accident, this dog ran in front of me and I swear as terrified as I was, I stopped. There was no way I was going to keep going. Like, and that's an animal. You know what I mean? You're talking
about
a human being. Like, I get the fear, but you know what? That could have been really, really bad for you. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
worse for her because she took off. Yeah. Worse for her because she took off. Like, I'm glad that you're doing better, but I do hope that you get, you know, some relief and a speedy recovery. Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, you hang in there, Jennifer. Hopefully you can get back to work soon, right?
Well,
I don't know. You might
have
to start charging Christian.
Yeah.
Come listen to your bud. You might have to start paying mom here. All right. Well, Jennifer, did you have any other questions for me?
No, I don't.
All right, hon. Well, listen, we will talk to you then later on this afternoon. I'm going to try to do my best to be available, but if not, they will proceed without me. They won't wait. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
You as well.
You are so welcome.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.